reckon that they crab meat before they make the cheese out of it. And they've got a thing there that's long as you near that. That carport on it.
Uh-huh.
It's got paddles in it.
Uh-huh.
It turns and it's run by electricity on the shape.
Uh-huh.
And it's paddled that now for so long.
I have to Now, when that's the kind of cheese though you sometimes buy at a grocery store that comes in a carton, very soft. Cottage cheese.
Yeah.
When on the farm, when they have to take milk out, they take the milk and they're going to pour the milk. You might pour the milk through something to get the impurities out.
Yeah, and strength.
Okay. And you know of a kind of pastry made with apples in a deep dish?
Apple butter?
Well, this is something more like a pie, and then you put in one layer of pastry, and then put some apples over, and then another layer of
sack cake.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a sack cake.
I see.
You stack them on top of one, that'd be my problem.
Yeah, I see.
Then it's baked.
Yeah, the whole thing is baked. And a name for all the food you call that, say, do you ever use the term? I'm sure you use this term. I can't remember exactly how to describe it, the situation, but ever use the term vittle?
Yeah.
Food?
Yeah.
What would that include?
That would include any kind of vegetable. You can get in the fridge there. That means food.
All different kinds.
Yeah. These factories fix it all up and package it now. You put it in the meat for eating when you get rid of meat. You lay it out the night before, let it thaw, and then cut it and like that.
That's vegetable.
That's vegetable.
Yeah, I was thinking of the term vittle.
Well, vittle is a vegetable.
Okay. And do you have a name for a sweet liquid that you might serve with pudding? Something like you might pour over a pudding?
Yeah, we call it sugar syrup.
Okay. And if you're going to have a little something between your regular meals, let's just say I'm going to have a little
snack.
All right. And then talking about, you see a friend and it's very early in the morning, you might say to them about breakfast. You say, have you
had breakfast?
All right. And did you eat today? And he says, yeah, I've already
eaten.
Okay. And the dark liquid that you serve, I want to get that now. If you're talking about molasses, would you say the molasses are thick or the molasses is thick?
Well,
which sounds better to you?
Yeah, I like them thick.
Okay.
A lot of people like them thick. They put them on hot cakes and people in the country near the range on molasses, they use them for sugar.
Uh-huh.
You know how molasses is made, don't you?
No.
It's just like corn, except it's in joints.
Uh-huh.
And at a certain stage, it blooms out on top.
Uh-huh.
And then they cut that, and take it to the mill, and run it through the press, and presses that juice out in a big bag.
Uh-huh.
Then they cook it.
Uh-huh.
And they keep skimming it off so it can get to a certain stage. And then you've got molasses.
Do you ever use the term long sweetening or short sweetening? Do those terms mean anything to you?
No.
Sometimes I think that's used. A hot liquid that you drink for breakfast.
Hot liquid?
Yeah, something that you...
Coffee?
Yeah. Now, if you're going to prepare some, would you say I'm going to fix coffee or I'm going to make coffee?
I'm going to make coffee.
Okay. And go over to the sink and get yourself a
glass of water.
All right. And if you dropped it on the floor, you might say the glass is shattered, you know.
Okay.
And how many glasses of water have you?
Well,
all right. You say I.
I've got three glasses.
All right.